The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I begin the program today with an extremely heavy heart. That's not melodrama. It's not meant for impact. It is just an honest expression of my heart. I am deeply saddened for our country today because of what's going on in Washington, D.C. and other locations around the country, including right here in Columbus, Ohio. If you have not been watching the news, protesters, supporters of Donald Trump, have breached the security at the Capitol building. Members of Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate have been evacuated from the building or are sheltering in place in the building. The vice president has been evacuated from the building for security purposes. Protesters, and at this point we have to say rioters, have breached the security at the Capitol building. Have attacked Capitol Police, have stormed actually inside the Capitol building. I don't know about right at this moment, but just a few moments ago, protesters, and again, we have to call them rioters. Listen, folks, let me just say this right off the bat. If this was Antifa doing what Trump supporters are doing, if this was Antifa, every conservative, every Republican would be shouting, this is evil, it is unconstitutional. We would be outraged that our U.S. Capitol building has been stormed and breached. Okay, let's make that absolutely clear. If the tables were turned, we would be furious. We would be outraged. Most conservatives, if this was Antifa that did this, we would be calling for the National Guard. We would be calling for military to come in and establish order. We would be demanding massive arrests. We would. Now, let's be honest, folks. And I have said this over and over and over again. We cannot become like them. I used to say We are not like them. But there are many of us that have become just like them. Now, the protesters in Washington, D.C. that have been in Washington peacefully protesting the election and so forth, God bless them. That's a part of America. Peaceful protests. But what's going on at the Capitol building right now is not peaceful. It is anything but peaceful. Shots have been fired. I do not know who has been shot or the details, but shots have been fired at the Capitol building. And this, to my knowledge, unprecedented in our 240-plus history. We've had massive protests. Hundreds of thousands of people have gathered in Washington, D.C. for numerous causes. But the Capitol building itself, to my knowledge, has never been breached. And this is happening from us. And us, I'm talking about conservatives. I'm talking about Trump supporters. And I hope you will join me in praying that peace can be quickly restored, that the members of Congress, the elected representative of Congress, whether they are Democrats or Republicans, conservatives or liberals, should not be in fear of their life. They should not be in fear of their safety. And the Capitol Police, the Washington, D.C. police, should not be attacked. This is wrong. This is evil. I don't care who is doing it. It's wrong. Again, I'm not talking about the peaceful protesters and a whole host of people. I know a bunch of people that are in Washington, D.C. today protesting. God bless them. But I'm looking at thugs wrapped in Trump flags, Trump memorabilia, sitting in the speaker's chair in the House of Representatives, making fun, taking pictures. All right, now, I know what some conservatives are saying. These are Antifa disguised as Trump supporters. Don't be silly. I'm looking at pictures of thousands of people. They can't all be Antifa people disguised as Trump supporters. There are so many of them. They are supporters of the president, and they are acting like thugs. In fact, they're acting like Antifa. They have become just like those that they have condemned. Now, the president is furiously tweeting out from the White House, please be peaceful, please respect the police. You know I have been a supporter of President Trump. You know that. But Mr. President, it's too late. He spoke at this huge rally earlier this morning. He was supposed to speak about 11 o'clock. I don't think he actually spoke until about 11:30, 11:45. He whipped up the crowd. He had a wonderful opportunity to make his case and then plead for peace and order. He had an opportunity to defuse this. He did not. He did not. And again, this is coming from a strong Donald Trump supporter. He bears some personal responsibility for what's going on in the Capitol right this minute. We have a constitution. The House of Representatives and the Senate were meeting as mandated by the Constitution. There is a constitutional form of protest to protest the electors and so forth. Senator Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, others were leading that constitutional effort. I want to make this clear. There is a constitutional way to handle this. Over 100 Republicans in the House of Representatives had determined to abide by the Constitution and on the floor of the House constitutionally protest the outcome of the election. That's what should happen. That is not what has happened. The very people who are screaming, we got to save the Republic and save the Constitution, the very same people at this moment are trashing the Constitution and are trying to change the election, not through constitutional methods, but by mob rule. I don't care who you are, it should be condemned. You disagree? Please give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I do not deal with the sensationalistic. I don't deal with hyperbole. But I am absolutely shocked at the images we are seeing out of Washington, D.C. And it's exactly what I said yesterday was very possible. If you were listening yesterday, I told you. There is a real, very real possibility of real violence in Washington, D.C. today. If you were listening yesterday, I said that repeatedly, and I said we need to pray. And here's the sad thing. I mean, well, not the sad thing. There are just so many sad things about this day. The people there say that they are there to support Donald Trump. Okay? All of the protesters are holding Trump signs, Trump flags, and so forth. They say, in fact, one of the protesters went to the Senate chambers, and in the chair of the president of the Senate is screaming, Donald Trump is my president! Donald Trump is my president! Listen to me carefully. I believe that Donald Trump has accomplished incredibly good things in the last 4 years. And I've said that repeatedly, and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to say that. He has accomplished so many positive things. However, his presidency will forever be characterized by what is happening right now at the Capitol building. These people who say they are supporting Donald Trump are absolutely destroying his legacy. This is how he will be remembered. Right or wrong, that's just a fact. This is how, 100 years from now, if you read about American history and the presidents of the United States, in the chapter on Donald Trump, today will be a prominent part of that chapter on Donald Trump. It's true. The very people who say they are supporting Donald Trump are destroying his legacy. Donald Trump tweeted this about 45 minutes ago. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. And listen to this. Remember, We are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Well, the great men and women in blue in Washington, D.C. have been overrun, disrespected. Some of them have been injured. Vice President Pence has condemned all of the violence, condemned it all. He said it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And here is where the irony grows even greater. Donald Trump has now been forced to call out the National Guard. And they're on their way right now. At this moment, the National Guard is on their way to the Capitol building. So get this. And again, the irony of this, the people who say they're supporting Donald Trump are about to be confronted by the National Guard that have been called out by Donald Trump. How many times have you heard me say through the years, the devil lives in the extremes? The people who have breached the Capitol are extremists. They're extremists on the right. They're extremists as conservatives. And they're just as lawless and unconstitutional as the extremists on the left. How do we differentiate them from Antifa? Well, but we're in the right. Really? Antifa believes that they are in the right as well. The mayor of Washington, D.C. has just issued a 6 p.m. curfew for the entire city. And we can pray. And I mean this sincerely. This is not just talk. We need to pray that this crowd, this riot, which is what it's become. Let's be honest. Again, if this was Antifa, we'd be calling them thugs. We would be saying this is a riot. If we're going to have any consistency at all, then we have to be consistent and honest. We need to pray that they will disperse. I'm looking at live video right now, and there are still thousands of people who have overtaken the United States Capitol building. Let me say it one more time. We cannot become them. Pray for the police. Pray for the demonstrators, the rioters, that they will leave.